Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Andy Klein with you. Many know Katie Bosler through the many things that she loves. She's a writer, a poet. I, of course, have known her for many years on the radio as Katie B on KRNN, and also all the amazing work you do for the people's health here in Juno and informing us about our health in Juno. So I want to thank you for all that work. But you also do great work with the 49 Writers Group, and you just started something that relates to another one of your passions, which is skiing. You just started a new newsletter about skiing in Juneau. Katie, thanks so much for coming in person into the studio.
What a concept.
Behind plexiglass, but still, yes. We're able to yes. see each other.
We are protected from each other. We are.
But,
germs.
Yes. So, you just needed to take something else on, I think, really, right? You're just not busy enough, Katie. I've always thought this about you.
I like to scatter my energy.
Right.
my passionate energy.
But it is absolutely true. As long as I've known you, one of the things that you are doing and talking about and engaged in all the time is winter sports and skiing in particular. And it's something that has just been a part of your life. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it is absolutely a way of life.
It's a way of life for a good segment of Juno. And people actually craft their lives around ski season, believe it or not.
Well, I believe it. I mean,
and
all those folks out North Douglas living out there with the with skis making up their mailboxes.
Oh yeah,
I mean, all that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And we're getting it while it's good, before it's all gone with global warming, as we used to call it,
before
climate change.
Well, the Protect Our Winter movement is definitely an interesting movement that's out there that
sure.
people can get involved in. POW, Protect
yeah.
Our Winters, but.
Yeah.
And you started a newsletter, but I wanted to kind of back up a little bit and talk about you. You've always been someone who's been a reporter and a writer, mm-hmm. but I think your creative writing, where you really started concentrating on, is something a little bit that's more recent, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I got an
MFA in creative writing nonfiction actually while I was working at the University of Alaska Southeast through UAA, and. Like many writers, we to make ourselves write, because even if you love to write, you need a kick in the you know what.
Well, it can be a difficult
yeah.
process.
So I started a little ladies' poetry and prose group called the Juno Women's Poetry Society. And I started writing about my adventures with another women's group of hiking up Eagle Crest in the evening on Tuesdays a year ago, last season. And then skiing down in the dark, which I'd never done really before in my life. And it was this pretty surreal experience. You know,
are you skiing with headlamps?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're especially when it's snowing and you've got the kind of the snow was coming down, and you've got these shards of light in your eyes, but you've got this fresh snow if it's just snowed, right?
Right, yeah.
Because no one's been there. Under your feet. And I just decided to start trying to write about it for my Women's Poetry Society group, who were non-skiers, and they just loved it and said, you got to share this with somebody. And I wasn't really sure how I was going to do that, and then just ran across something that a lot of people are doing, including none other than Dan Rather, is probably the most well-known. There's a platform called the Substack Newsletter. Well, they make it really easy for you to start your own. It's not a blog. It's a newsletter, and it's a pretty attractive setup, and it's easy to add your friends and family to your email list, and they can always unsubscribe if they want. And what really got me going on it was the dream. And skiers and snow riders and people who like to play in the snow will know what I'm talking about. It started around December 1st of 2021, around when Eagle Crest opened, where we had these temperatures in the 20s
right.
at the most, and it snowed and snowed and snowed, and we had these glorious, glorious powder days and the sparkling snow in the evening, and when you shoveled the snow, it didn't kill your back.
It was light and fluffy.
Yes, and you know, I was...
Like the snow on TV.
Yeah, and I'm driving up the Eagle Crest Road on the first day of the opening day of Eagle Crest, and I'm listening to George Harrison, All Things Must Pass.
Well, that's pretty good.
And going, you know what?
Yeah.
This is a moment I got to share with people. And so that was my first newsletter entry. And I've done...
Combining the music you're listening
yeah.
to and the feeling you were having and
yes.
all that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, shared it with people on through the social media and through the email list, and I got a lot of positive response. And I'm the kind of writer who I need to be inspired. So it's not – this isn't once a week. It's not once a month. It's just if something – I've had an experience on the mountain that moves me, I want to share it with other people.
You don't give yourself a deadline? You're not really
– Not necessarily, yeah. But of course
– I need a deadline to get that kind of stuff done. You know?
Well, when you have that
Oh, my – okay. Here's the technology kicking in. Katie's gonna read a passage, but in order to read a passage, she's going to read the newsletter off of my phone because I get the newsletter, and my phone blanked out on her, but now it's back up.
And I forgot my phone.
Okay, yeah. So just keep – yeah.
So here's my latest inspiration.
Okay.
So this ladies' ski touring group that I am a member of decided – one member in particular –
Keep your finger on that phone so it doesn't fall asleep on you again.
Decided that she really wanted kind of – before she joined us, she wanted an introduction to backcountry skiing, some avalanche awareness skills, and it just so happens that there is a group that's doing that just now in Juneau. It's called Mountain Adventures. And so she signed us up.
Cool.
And we had a two-day course the first weekend of February where we were – it wasn't easy. It was that really heavy snow where – the instructor kind of took us up through the Mount Troy trees, and it wasn't easy coming down because of those conditions, but it was absolutely beautiful. We learned a lot about how to find safe routes to avoid avalanches, to be in avalanche territory on a relatively high chance of avalanche day, but to be able to know where to go to stay away from danger.
Mm-hmm.
We also practiced scenarios where somebody's buried. You've got to find them right now in this heavy, wet muck while it's snowing and blowing like crazy and, you know, use your beacon skills or try to use your beacon skills. probe for that backpack, dig it out. So it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, I think I'm gonna write a little bit about that. So on my latest entry, it's called A Lot to Learn. And it's about mid-season, and it's about not only this, but I'm also a very part-time ski instructor where I teach ladies in a Reach the Peak weekend program this right now. Actually, I have a class coming up tomorrow. So it's about that a little bit and about what we learned from a professional ski instructor who comes of America, team member who comes to ski with Eagle Crest instructors. So I'll just read you a little passage here from the middle of the latest newsletter, which is out now.
It's out now.
Yes.
Just out.
It's just out. So we're hiking up Mount Troy. The sky takes – or towards Mount Troy, not up Mount Troy. The sky takes a break from snow showers as we skin up single file towards Mount Troy across from Eagle Crest. Well-spaced spruce and hemlock trees drip with fast-melting snow. On the horizon is a series of steep slopes and snow-smooth meadows. It looks and feels like a whole other ski area. Our leader stops, squats, and scoops the first foot of the snowpack with fingered gloves. He looks back at our line of ski-touring ladies from under a well-worn Seattle sombrero. The first 6 inches, there's that freezing drizzle crust, even lighter, softer snow underneath, and then the very firm rain crust below that. Feel free to poke in there as you go by, so we poke our poles, right? We learned such snow layers are indicative of an upside-down snowpack, with heavy, wet snow on top and drier layers underneath, perfect for building a dense, more deadly slab should an avalanche be triggered. To our left are the steeper slopes of Showboat, where expert skiers make smooth turns when the avalanche danger is low. Not today. Our instructor points his pole to a deep gully falling off to the right. Does anyone know why this could be considered a terrain trap? He quizzes. Linda points to where it narrows at the base. If an avalanche came down, you'd end up right there. It'd be very deep. Yes, he affirms. If you got caught there, you'd get dragged down to the bottom of the gully. Could have a lot of snow on top of you and be buried very deeply with a lot less chance of survival. Then he makes a key distinction between where we stand and the gully. That's avalanche terrain. This is not. So that was kind of a learning moment there.
That's really fascinating because, you know, someone, mm-hmm. you know, who hasn't gone through that.
Yeah.
You know, you just look at pillowy, beautiful snow everywhere, mm-hmm. and you just think, oh, it's just nice snow. Or you think, oh, it's all avalanche.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But to know the difference and to mm-hmm. learn about the difference mm-hmm. is such a key thing of being part of yeah. being safe in the backcountry here. Yeah.
Yes. And a lot of it, too, that inspires this is, you know, we all know living in Juneau is a weather roller coaster,
yes.
right? Whether you're a snow slider, rider, or not, whether
right.
you hate the snow or
we're
love the snow.
We're in a trough right now. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And that's even more so with skiing, right? Because there's that temperature gradient between rain and snow is so small. And it can change several times a day.
All my friends who are avid snowboarders and skiers, they're you know, their general mood rises and falls with the temperature.
Exactly.
I mean, it's amazing.
Like, oh, better not call so-and-so.
And, and it's such a key thing, too, yeah. because, you know, so much of their happiness throughout the year is based on was it a great ski season or not. And so much of what's kind of remembered about the past year is about mm-hmm. how great of a season it was.
Yeah.
In a way, you almost think, like, you're going to have a great 2022 no matter what. Because you're going to be talking about how great those 6 weeks were, right? For a year.
Or 6 months, which we're having longer season
That's
this
right.
year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Katie, thanks
yeah.
so much. It's just a great example of it's about skiing, at least now. I mean, I guess, are you really trying to pinpoint this? Or are you going to allow yourself the freedom to write about whatever you
– that's a good question. For right now, it's called KDB Ski Newsletter, which, you know, I could hearken back
– Yes.
To the season.
Good times and bad times.
All year.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it is called the KDB Newsletter. How can people find it and sign up for it? It's kdb.substack.com. Is that the –
That's it.
All right.
That's
so it's kdb.substack.com mm-hmm. if you want to sign up for it. And, Katie, thanks so much for coming in. Great to see you and great to hear your exploits on the hill continues as it always will.
Well, it's great to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Andy, for your service hosting this program.
My service. Yes, it's excellent. Thank you so much, Katie. Great to see you.